The Victorian government has announced a police crackdown on youths who carry knives. They're citing growing fears about the levels of street violence in central Melbourne. From next month, police will offer a weapons amnesty for blade owners. But Victorian police are also about to get new powers which could see them stop and search anyone in any area that's designated a problem zone. There's been a fierce backlash to the proposal. Emily Burke compiled this report.
According to police and politicians, it's the glamorisation of knives in films and video games that's popularised sharp weapons with young people.
My experience, the vast majority will do it for two reasons. One, because they think it's cool, the other for protection. The tiny, tiny minority will go out armed with the intention of using it.
Ken Jones is the Deputy Commissioner of Victoria Police. He spent this morning explaining why police need new search powers.
We will use this power to sort of saturate an area and deter the carrying of weapons. So I'll repeat a message just said. People who think it's cool, don't do it. People who think it's a weapon of defence, and we know this from research that some youngsters are starting to carry weapons as a weapon of defence, don't do it. It'll be turned against you. It's a weapon of offence.
By the Deputy Commissioner's side was the Victorian Police Minister, Bob Cameron.
What will happen is an inspector, based on intelligence, will form the view that this is a particular area where there needs to be random searches for a designated period, a day or two, so that anybody who is in that area can be searched. And that will involve a quick wanding with the metallic wanders, or a quick pat down. And obviously, the simple message is, if you haven't got a weapon, you have nothing to worry about.
From the start of October, a month-long knife amnesty will also be held, where people can hand in their knives to police stations, no questions asked. But Michael Pearce, the president of Liberty Victoria, is questioning the need to change the laws to enable police to combat knife violence.
If there's a reasonable suspicion that someone is carrying a weapon of any kind, the police are entitled to stop and search that person, and they should do so. And there's no argument at all about that. We just find it difficult to see where there's no reasonable suspicion that someone might be carrying a weapon, that there ought to be a power to stop and search a person in those circumstances. We're very concerned that a power like that could be used to harass and intimidate members of particular groups.
The Police Minister, Bob Cameron, has dismissed the concerns.
We know that there are civil liberties issues around these things, but quite frankly, we're worried about the civil liberties of people wanting to be able to go out without facing the prospect of armed robbery with a knife or an attack involving a knife. That's why we're doing these things.
When they're carrying in a, let's call it a designated zone, when they're carrying, it's far too late.
Associate Professor Julian Bondi is from RMIT University. He co-wrote a book with Victoria Police in 2005 on why young people carry knives. He says police and other agencies need to unravel why young people are feeling so vulnerable that they turn to a knife.
In parts of the UK, they've had a 40% reduction in knife-related injuries. I mean, that's a huge reduction over 12 months. So we know that there are models out there that work, but they all are predicated on being multi-agency rather than single agency. They involve our healthcare professionals, they involve the schools, they involve local government, they involve community organisations. It may well be there's a lead organisation, but they're definitely taking a partnership approach, they're taking an early intervention and prevention approach rather than all this effort at the end when it's far, far too late.
Associate Professor Julian Bondi from RMIT University. Emily Burke with that report.